It's been another hot, dry summer for Auckland and for those on tank water. It's been drying up quickly. Watercare has rolled out a new mobile filling station to help fill the gap while people wait for more decent rainfall. As our reporter Louise Tanuth and cameraman Nick Monroe found out, Watercare is using a bit of Kiwi ingenuity powered by the sun.
It lives in a self-contained box loaded on a trailer and is answering the call of those with dwindling tanks around Tāmaki Makaurau. The box connects up to a fire hydrant under the ground and can pump water into tanks or trucks that need to be refilled. There are three of them around the city, one in Albany, another in Waikato, and this one in Huapai. Watercare Operations Controller Rohan Bhatti is one of the key creators. He says after huge demand at the other 11 permanent stations, they decided to try something different. And since December, the mobile station has been a huge hit.
This station has been very popular among the tanker drivers. We have seen demand as high as 500,000 litres in a day.
The main game changer, it's on wheels and saving money.
The beauty of this is that this can be deployed anywhere where the Watercare network exists, and we can see where the demand is and high usage. And we can deploy this, for example, in Albany or as such in Huapai. It's self-contained. It uses solar power and backup batteries.
Here at Watercare's mobile filling station in Huapai, drivers can come in and get their tanks filled up. It takes around 6.5 minutes for the average tank, which is around 10,000 litres, and they say it's saving them time on the road so they can fit in more jobs. Previously, for tanker drivers in this area, they'd have to drive to the Westgate tanker filling station for the Murawai and Helensville area, but for contact drivers like Ben Mavoy at Water HQ, now it's a much faster trip.
So much so that probably we could safely say it's probably saving us probably three jobs a day extra that we can do by having this here.
Today he's filling up 11,000 litres and heading locally to Kumu. Tim Sherling is the Northern Networks Operations Manager at Watercare. He explains how it all works.
So this is where it all starts. So we can connect to any hydrant on our network. AA graded water comes through. Round to this side here. So within this side of the trailer, we've got a backflow and a strainer which protects our network, comes through. We've actually got two trains that can be run. We've got a flow meter which records the usage, and then we've got a control valve. So control valve opens and closes when the tank operator presses stop or go.
And if you're wondering, yes, it's solar powered, but there's a spare battery pack to rely on when it's overcast or rainy. After drivers have connected their pipes to the unit, the rest is taken care of.
So all the tanker operators have a dongle like this one. It's as simple as touching on, hitting the start button, watching the digital display, and when they're done, they hit stop and off they go.
The data is then sent to the billing team in Newmarket via a 4G SIM card to charge for water usage. This mobile filling station will stay in Huapai for the time being. Then Watercare says the demand will determine where it's heading next. Mo te hōtaka o te yahiyahi, ko Louise Tanuth, aho.